Let's talk about time value money, which I'm going to label TVM here for time value money. As mentioned in the book and the lectures and every place, time value money really is the most important concept. In fact, I'll even put it up here at the top. This is the most important concept to finance. So I'll just label this most important. If you think about the reason, it should make perfect sense. In finance, we deal with money, and we deal with the value of money, either the value today or the value in the future. And that's how we make decisions. Well, time value money, those are the concepts that give us an indication as to what the present value or the current value is and what the future value is. In fact, there are two basic concepts, or two basic areas, I really should say, that we look at when we're talking about time value money. First is future value. And what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to give you a general idea of the overall concepts of time value money, because if you understand those general concepts, then you understand finance. With future value, we add interest. In other words, what we do is we determine by adding interest each period that an investment is alive, let's say, what the future value or the ending value of that particular investment will be. And let me give you an example. Let me draw a cash flow timeline here real quick, and we'll make this that's pretty straight. And by the way, you should get into a habit of drawing cash flow timelines, because these cash flow timelines are roadmaps. And watch, I'm just going to put some numbers in here, and you'll be able to tell right away what I'm computing, what I want to determine. Let me go ahead and put these in, and you look at this, and you tell me, or you think about exactly what's being determined here. And if you look at it, you can see that what I'm going to compute is I have a present amount or an investment I'm going to make of $100, and that's going to earn 10% for 3 years, and I want to know how much it will grow to or be worth 3 years from today. Well, that is future value, and here's how it works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to label the interest that is earned in year one, I1, and that should be $10. And I got that by taking the $100 that we started with and increasing, or multiplying, I should say, by 10%. 10% of 100 is $10. So at the end of the first year, the amount that is in the investment, or the amount the investment is worth, is $110. And if we do the same thing in the second year will earn interest, the money will earn interest of $11. So at the end of the year, it will be worth $121. And I got to the $11 by taking the $110 that the investment is worth at the beginning of the second year and multiplied it times 10%. And if I do the same in the third year, the interest in the third year is $12.10. And that's 10% of $121. We add that to the $121, we get $133.10. So here's what we've determined. We have an amount today. Oops, let me erase this real quick. I meant to put in here, the present value is the amount today of $100. And the future value that we determine that will grow to if we invest it at 10% for 3 years is $133.10. Now here's a question for you. Which of these two is better? $100 or $100 today, or $133.10 in 3 years? In fact, let me put a little subscript here of 3 for the future value, the future years. Let me fix this so you can read it later on. So the question is, which is better, $100 today or $133.10 in 3 years if you have the opportunity to invest your money at 10%. And by the way, when I say you have the opportunity to invest your money at 10%, I'm saying everybody in the world has only one opportunity cost rate. We want to make things as simple as we can here. And in this case, we're saying the opportunity cost rate for everybody is 10%. So we would ask anybody this question. You want $100 today or $133.10 in the future? Well, the concepts of time value money say we can't compare these two numbers the way they are. I can say $133.10 is more than $100, but I can't make the decision as to whether that is better than $100, because the $133.10 is in a different time period than the $100 is. The $133.10 is 3 years from now, whereas the $100 is today. Now that's the whole idea behind time value money, is that we move value from one time period to another so that we can make comparisons. And when we did it here, look, If we took $100 and we pushed it forward 3 years, we found out that it was equal to 133.10. So in reality, let me erase this equal sign, or I'm sorry, this question mark here, and I'm going to change the color of my pen, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an equal sign in here, because these two options are exactly the same. So if somebody said to you, which would you prefer, $100 today or $133.10 in 3 years, you should say it doesn't matter. Both are identical. And the reason is because you could take, if you got the $100 today, you could take it and you could increase it by 10% every year, and at the end of 3 years, it will be worth or valued at $133.10. And as you're going to see in a second, in fact, I'll write it down here, the second area that we're going to look at is present value. You're going to see in a second, if I take the present value of the $133.10 in 3 years, it should be valued at $100 today. Okay. Now, what if I change the circumstance, or I added circumstances to this, and I said, you need to pay your rent today. You don't have any money, and you're going to get thrown out of your apartment if you don't pay your rent today. And somebody, you won a contest. In this contest, you have two pieces of paper. One says you get $100 cash today. The other says that you will be paid $133.10 in 3 years. It'll be paid to whomever or whoever has this piece of paper and presents it to this bank, let's say. Well, in that case, you might be inclined to say, well, I want the $100 cash today because I need to pay the rent, and so I want the money today. But you know what? That doesn't change the fact that these two values are exactly the same. Because think about what would happen if you didn't have a choice. Paper A said, and let me put this over here. We'll make this A, and I'll circle it. That was option A and B over here. A said you get $100 today. B, you get $133.10 in 3 years. So those two pieces of paper are put in a hat, and you have to select one. And, of course, you're sitting there saying, I want to get that A. Please give me the A. And you pick out B. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be disappointed because B is equal to A. And that's really what we're saying here, that A is equal to B. And what that means is you have a piece of paper that says whoever presents this piece of paper in 3 years gets $133.10. And by the way, we're assuming there is no risk involved, so that is a guaranteed $133.10 in 3 years. Well, you know what you can do with that piece of paper, in other words, paper B? You go out and sell it immediately to someone for $100 today, and you have your $100. All right, so that's the general concepts of time value money. But let's take a look at present value here. And really, present value is the reverse of the future value. In fact, in this case, what we're going to do is take out interest. We add interest when we determine the future value. In this case, we take out interest when we determine the present value. And again, let me see if I can draw a cash flow timeline down here. Here we go. And I'll do the same thing. This is going to be the same situation that we had before. This is a out of proportion cash flow timeline, but we'll have period 0, 1, whoops, 1, I got to count this morning. Period 1, period 2, and period 3. And in this case, we're going to say the future value is $133, and it should be a period. Whoops. I'll go ahead and do this $133.10 all over again. It's $133.10 in the future. Okay, 10% interest we'll put up here at the top. And now the question is, what's the present value of this? Well, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the opposite. If you take a look at what we did up above, and let me erase some of this, and actually let me get a different color pen so that we can differentiate. I'm going to erase the interest that we have here so that I can use that particular area. Okay, here's what we did above to get to from 100 to 110. What we did was we multiplied times 1.10, or 1 plus the interest rate. To get from 110 to 121, we multiplied times 1.10, and the same thing in the third year, we multiplied times 1 plus the interest rate. Well, here's what we're going to do down below. Whoops, let me get rid of this if I can without destroying my line here. What we're going to do down below is the complete opposite. We're going to divide by 1.10, and that's how we take interest out. And I'm going to do that for each year. I'm going to divide by 1.10 each year to take the 10% interest out of each one of the year's values. Let me get this going here and change the color of my pen again. And then you see what happens. If I take 133.10 and divide by 1.10, I should end up with... Give me a second here. Change the color of my pen to go back to the green. This is 121. You take 121 and divide by 1.10, you should get 110. You take 110 and divide by 1.10, you should get 100. So really what we're doing is two different things when we compute future value and we compute present value, but they're based on the same concept. Future value, we're going forward, so we need to take into consideration all the interest that the investment will earn over the period of the investment, which in our example is 3 years. In present value, we do the same thing. We actually take into consideration all the interest that was earned over the 3-year period, and we take all that interest out to say that's how much, without the interest, that's how much the future value is worth today. Because when we talk about present value, we're talking about today. And today, or at least in our example, we're talking about today. Present value could be the present value in year 2 or in year 10 or in year 20, but we're talking about the present value at that point, and the present value is some future amount beyond that point. In other words, we're in period 0 and we're talking about the present value of an amount to be received in year 3, which is equal to 133.10. Now again, what you've got to recognize is the $133.10 includes 3 years worth of 10% interest. So we need to take out the 3 years worth of 10% interest to get to today's value. And as we show down here at the bottom, when we take out all 3 years of interest, then the amount is worth $100 today without the interest. And this is what we're stripping it of interest, or what we refer to in the textbook as de-interesting, or taking the interest out. And again, this should show you that the $100 today and the $133 to be received in 3 years are exactly the same if your opportunity cost rate is, in this case, 10%. Okay, now we're going to use these concepts to go through and work some problems. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate the problems here and work general areas that you should be familiar with, like how many years it takes to grow an amount to grow to a certain future dollar amount, you know, to reach a goal, for example, like a vacation. At what rate of return do you need to invest to reach a goal? Or what rate of return are you earning on your investment? And one of the important things we're going to look at is if you got a loan and you're in the middle of that loan or somewhere along the loan, you still have a number of payments remaining and you want to pay it off today, how much do you have to pay off? And as you're going to see, that's a pretty simple concept from what we just talked about here. If we have future payments remaining, all those future payments include interest. So to determine how much we owe today, all we need to do is take out all the interest. Okay, that's what we'll do next. We'll go through, I don't know how many problems, but probably 3 or 4, maybe even 5 problems of different scenarios so you can get an idea as to how we do the computations.